Hi, you're listening to the Daniel Nahar Podcast, where I talk about my life experiences, current events, and anything else I'm moved to talk about. Episode number one, Nut House. One night when I was a teenager, I got into a huge fight with my aunt. My dad overheard us arguing and joined our dispute. I said something smart to him and walked to my room. He followed me in, threw me against my bed, and started hitting me multiple times. I was pretty much defenseless and got my ass whooped. I definitely deserved it though, the way I was acting. After my dad got off me, I walked across the house towards the kitchen. My aunt was following me and begging me to calm down. I entered the kitchen and went to the drawer where all the silverware was and started pulling it out irrationally, thinking I would grab a knife and stab my dad. As I pulled the drawer out, the logical part of my brain kicked in and I realized that would be ridiculous, so I threw the drawer on the ground, leaving silverware all over the floor. I quickly walked into the bathroom and locked the door. At that point, I needed to get away from everyone and cool down. I sat with my back against the bathroom door and dramatic thoughts started going through my head. I was thinking about running away, feeling like no one loved me, and other angry teenage thoughts. I stayed in there for what seemed like hours. Eventually, my family started knocking on the door and asked when I was going to come out. I refused to open the door, so they made me an offer. I could go stay with my mom for the night, or if I didn't want to do that, my mom would pick me up and take me to the hospital. I wasn't too sure what going to the hospital meant. It was a pretty vague statement. All I knew was I didn't want to stay at home or go stay with my mom, which wasn't an appealing alternative. Ultimately, I agreed to have my mom pick me up and take me to the hospital. When we got to the hospital, I was put in a room by myself while my mom met with the nursing staff. Eventually, I sat down with my mom, who informed me I would be going to a mental institution to get evaluated. I started wondering if I should have just humbled myself and apologized to my family or agreed to stay with my mom. I didn't know what I got myself into, and now my situation was starting to get real. My mom informed me that an ambulance was on its way to pick me up. At this point, it was late at night, and I just wanted to go to sleep. The ambulance finally arrived after what seemed like forever, and I was escorted outside where two young men greeted me. They put me on a stretcher like someone who was severely injured, and then locked me in place so I couldn't move. It was very uncomfortable. While driving, I asked the guys if they were taking me to a hospital in the middle of nowhere, surrounded by a bunch of tumbleweeds. They laughed and said the mental institution was nothing like the ones you see in TV and movies, and it was just a place where troubled kids could get help. They told me not to worry and assured me everything would be okay. We arrived at the institution before the sun had risen. They released me from the stretcher and escorted me to the building. Once we were inside, another guy came to take care of me and we said our goodbyes. The guy in charge of the graveyard shift at the institution had me fill out a bunch of paperwork. I don't remember what any of the forms said, except one that stated I wouldn't be able to buy a firearm for a couple of years after I turned 18. When I was done, he took me to my room and I went straight to sleep. The next day, I woke up to a doctor requesting I sit up so he could draw some blood. When he finished, my roommate walked over and introduced himself. We were both around the same age and spoke about the events that landed us in this mysterious place. After our brief meeting, we left the room and he gave me a tour of the facility. We hung out all morning and then went to the cafeteria to get breakfast. After we ate, We went to a group counseling session with the girls who stayed in a nearby building. We started by going around in a circle and introducing ourselves. The counselor then went over self-improvement tactics, and after the session ended, we returned to our respective units. At nighttime, they gave us little white cups with two pills in them. We were told to take them after we ate dinner. After we ate, we took our pills and went to the lobby to relax and watch TV. As time passed, everyone started going to sleep. The pills they gave us were some sort of sleeping medication, like Benadryl. Eventually, I felt the medicine kicking in and got up and headed to my bed, where I quickly knocked out. I woke up the next day feeling surprised that I was enjoying my stay thus far. It wasn't anywhere as bad as I thought it was going to be. The people there were cool, and the adults that watched us were entertaining. One surprising thing, though, was the two little boys in our section who were around 4 to 5 years old. One of them was a young boy who was there because of family issues. He was well-behaved and didn't have a distinct personality. The other kid was a boy named Raymond. Raymond stood out immediately because he dressed like a gangster and had baggy clothes. If he didn't get his way or someone did something he didn't like, he cussed everyone out and banged his head against the wall. It was a disturbing sight to see, especially from a kid. I learned from the nurses that his parents got into a big argument at home and his mom pulled out a gun and killed his dad right in front of Raymond. He was sent to the institution temporarily while they found him a new home. It's a sad story, and even though he always gave the adult supervisors a fit, we formed a bond, and he felt like my little brother. My days continued to pass at the institution, but I had no timetable for my release. For all I knew, it could be days or weeks before they released me. I decided to make the best of a bad situation and behave until it was time to go. It did get boring at times because we followed the same tedious routine every day. It was fun at first, but now I wanted to go home. My roommate must have felt the same way because he came up with an escape plan for us to break out of the facility. I laughed at his idea and reminded him we were leaving soon, so it would be pointless. On top of that, even if we did escape, the police would be called immediately and helicopters would be all over the sky looking for us. We agreed to kill our fantasy of escaping and finish our time there in peace. My roommate was a funny character and we got along great, which made my stay easier. Ironically, he also went to the school across the street from my house. Small world. Thankfully, I didn't end up staying too long and left in about a week. On my last day, I said bye to everyone and gave a special hug to Raymond. Seeing a little kid like him in such a bad situation made me sad. Imagine being a child and witnessing your mom murder your dad. That's something that will traumatize him for the rest of his life. It's been over a decade since this happened, and I still wonder how he's doing sometimes. Hopefully he's okay. Before I left, I went to the gym to play basketball with my friends. When we arrived at the courts, it was crowded and filled with people I never saw before. As I was walking around, a girl approached me and started making small talk. Out of nowhere, she asked me how old I was and if I was a virgin. I told her my age and informed her I never had sex before. She then told me she wanted to take my virginity. It threw me off guard and I told her I was about to leave but appreciated the offer. She then told me her dad took her virginity and raped her when she was younger. I started to feel creeped out and didn't want to talk to her anymore. I returned to my room, packed my bags, and thought about everything that transpired during my stay. Overall, it wasn't the worst experience, but towards the end, I really wanted to leave. As more people came and went, I started to feel like the facility was filling up with strange characters, and I didn't feel comfortable staying there anymore. I felt relieved when the doctor signed my release and gave my family the okay to pick me up. When my parents arrived, they surprised me by bringing my grandma to lift my spirits. I was happy to see her and head back home. My trip to the nut house was complete, and I was ready to get back to my regular life.